This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Pin Chasers, which has three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area at 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills, 4847 North Armenia in Midtown Tampa, and 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue, just north of Tampa International Airport. It is the 60th anniversary for Anthony Peroni and the Pin Chasers family. You can go online to pinchasers.net or follow Pin Chasers on Facebook to stay up to date on all of their specials and also all the information you need for birthday parties, group outings, league play, etc. Pin Chasers has a combined 122 lanes to serve you 7 days a week. Late night specials 5 days a week, and it really is a solid destination for group outings. You never pay for shoes at Pin Chasers, and even if you don't have the right socks to change into those shoes, they will provide a new pair for you to use. That's Pin Chasers. Visit pinchasers.net and find them on Facebook. Thank you, Anthony Peroni. Thank you also to Daniel Shipman of Full Torque Fitness. Full Torque Fitness, like Pin Chasers, Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament supporters. Daniel Shipman in 2 weeks will be out prior to Todd Wright Tour XXII, my golf tournament and holiday spectacular at West Chase Golf Club, as Daniel is at all Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, usually with him and one of his colleagues, offering complimentary stretching. He brings out his own tables to stretch my golfers on so they are at their best physically to play in my tournaments, and he'll answer any questions that they'll have about the services that he offers. He simply wants you to think about these three questions. If you get lower back pain playing golf, if you get tired playing golf, or if you feel your hips are not allowing you to hit the golf ball properly. If you answer yes to any or all of those, Daniel Shipman can help you. It's called a Titleist Performance Institute screen, and it identifies limitations and helps Daniel reduce or remove them. One-on-one training, yes. Small, individualized group training, yes. One of the most detail-oriented and passionate guys about what he does that I know. Call Daniel Shipman at Full Torque Fitness at 727-351-5164, 727-351-5164, or visit fulltorquefitness.com. Again, my email for the Todd Wright Toddcast, if you'd like to offer a comment and have me respond to it. It can be productive. It can be destructive. It can be analytical. It can be an idea for a future Toddcast. It's write.todd@yahoo.com. If you post a comment on a message board somewhere, you're being cowardly and you're afraid to put your actual name on an actual email that you own and bring it to my attention. We're going to end up with about 75 to 80 episodes of the Toddcast in this, the first year. I thank all of you for supporting the Toddcast. I don't expect you to agree with my Toddcast all the time. That's not the point. That would be no fun. But as far as feedback is concerned, I would love to get your feedback going forward at write.todd@yahoo.com. If you want fantasy information, and we are at that point of the fantasy football season, we're having our regular season finale watch party at the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue for the final game of the regular season on Monday, December 2nd, between the Vikings and the Seahawks. If you want the fantasy slant, find the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin, two separate podcasts from this one that offer fantasy content. And also, if you have fantasy questions, you can email those to toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. I've been asked a lot in the last couple weeks about how I felt about the status of Jason Garrett coaching the Dallas Cowboys. As a longtime Cowboy fan, former season ticket holder while living in Tampa, flying to Dallas for 6 years, saw every Thanksgiving game from 2001 to 2006, saw playoff games when Dallas 1 year was the number one seed but lost in the divisional round in the New York Giants, Have been flying back to AT&T Stadium for bigger games. The tickets went up in price, and it was just a little bit too much logistically to go. Things change in life, but I still get out there very often, and I'm still very passionate about my favorite NFL team. As I record this podcast on the Friday after Thanksgiving, I am very surprised Jason Garrett is still the head coach. Prior to today, I had felt very strongly that Garrett would be the head coach, and all these prior times that had bubbled up that the question was, would Jerry Jones move on from Jason Garrett? I always said he won't do that. After Thursday's predictable, in my opinion, loss to the Buffalo Bills, and you have to understand what the Thanksgiving Day game means. This is like a playoff game in Dallas. The entire city sort of bases Thanksgiving around that playoff game. It is watched by virtually everyone. This 1 week after, the ratings were insanely high for a game on Fox against the New England Patriots, a game in which the Cowboys also lost. And it wasn't just that they lost, it's the Patriots, but how? In this case, it's that the Cowboys did lose to the Buffalo Bills. And the Bills are a good team. And the Cowboys don't beat good teams. So while Jerry continues to say he's not going to fire Jason Garrett, I'm wondering what the end game is here. Remember, Garrett does not have a contract beyond the end of this season. It was brought to my attention in the last 24 hours that surprisingly, no interim coach has done in pro football what, say, Craig Berube did as an interim coach with the St. Louis Blues in taking over a team during the season and leading them to the Stanley Cup. But I don't really know why he wouldn't do it at this point. Honestly, it doesn't make any sense to me. And the one thing I keep hearing, I was listening to Sirius XM NFL radio quite a bit today, watching a lot of NFL Network. Obviously, Tony Romo worked the game with Jim Nantz. For the people that bring up as a reason why Jerry isn't moving on from Jason Garrett after the latest loss to a good team, that, well, Dallas still can win the NFC East. They already have a win over the Eagles. They can still make the playoffs and back up. They've done that three of the previous 5 years. They've won three division titles in the previous 5 years. What has it gotten them? Hasn't gotten them even to a conference championship game. I know because I've been at the playoff games. Now, granted, they've won some playoff games. 6 years ago, well, let's call it 5 years ago, they beat the Lions. Then went to Green Bay and lost in the famous Dez Caught It game. Then they were the top seed in the NFC in Dak and Zeke's rookie years. And they lost in one of the better games I've ever seen live. And I've seen a number of big games in my life and great games in my life live. The 34-31 loss in the divisional round to Green Bay, where Dallas was down, what, 21-3? 28-10, 31-28, came back each time, and then Green Bay wins on the walk-off by Mason Crosby. Then last year, playoff win against the Seattle Seahawks, and then Dallas goes to LA, and at least from the scoreboard standpoint, looks competitive against the Rams, but never really had a genuine chance to win that football game. couldn't slow down multiple Ram running backs, and it was done again before the conference championship round. So if the defense is, well, Jerry can still make the playoffs, is that all this is? I know there's this theory, and Bill Parcells, ironically, who worked for Jerry Jones, said all you need to do is get in the tournament. Well, they've gotten in the tournament three of the previous 5 years, and they quickly exit the tournament. Now, clearly Jason Garrett is better than Marvin Lewis, who could never win a playoff game, and predictably never won a playoff game with the Cincinnati Bengals. But if you're just getting there, and you're not going to win, and let's think about it. Let's say Dallas does hold on and win the NFC East at whatever their record is, 9-7, 8-8, 7-9. I mean, realistically, it seems like all they've got to do is maybe win one more game and also beat the Eagles, and they'd get in at 8-8. So they would be at home against a wild card like either Seattle, again, like last year, or a wild card like maybe the Vikings. Okay, so let's look at those other five playoff teams in the NFC. They've already lost to the Vikings. They've already lost to the Packers. They've already lost to the Saints. Granted, they beat the Seahawks a year ago. Seahawks look like they're a better team than a year ago. And then the 49ers at times look like one of the two or three best teams in the NFL. So, again, what is the point here? Are you a Super Bowl contender or are you not? And the answer is they're not. And I get that Jerry made big investments in DeMarcus Lawrence with the franchise tag and then the long-term deal. Brought in Michael Bennett. Bennett has played well. I'm not a fan of either of the Bennetts. Ironically, both have at times played for the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys have played the last two games without one of the better football players on their roster, Leighton Vander Esch. They've had Sean Lee out there, but that's not the same. And it's not the same Sean Lee as a handful of years ago either. Jerry paid Ezekiel Elliott. Jerry has decisions to make on Amari Cooper and Dak Prescott going forward. So I guess Jerry expected more. But 12 games in, the record says there isn't more. And the fact that you haven't beaten any of the good teams you've played and even throw in a true stinker of a loss at the New York Jets. You know, Billy Beane, who I often quote, once said, "Hope is not a good strategy." If that's all this is, then what's the point? Just play it out. Take the home playoff game. Maybe you get by Seattle or Minnesota this time. Then you go on the road to where? New Orleans, Green Bay, San Francisco. I mean, Dallas won't be favored in any of those games. Why would they be? Look, it's not like the Cowboys are a bad team. But when we talk about the best teams in the NFL, they're not one of them. And if that's what Jerry thought he was getting this year, he's had 12 games to see clearly it's not there. You hear the phrase sometimes about a quarterback change or a goaltender change in hockey, and obviously a coaching change, just looking for something to give us a spark. I thought that's what Jerry would do after the Thanksgiving loss. Elevate Chris Richard to interim head coach. Richard, to me, seems more than capable of handling that, and down the road also seems more than deserving of an opportunity to be a head National Football League coach. How much does the offense change? Well, maybe the game planning changes. Maybe the preparation changes. But Kellen Moore runs the offense. He basically retired from playing for the Cowboys to start coaching and has worked his way into that role. Another thing I've heard the last 24 hours is how bad the Cowboys' offense is. That's false. That is not true. The Cowboys actually entered the last 2 weeks as the number one offense in the NFL in total yards. Nope, not Baltimore. It was Dallas in total yards. So clearly some things that Dak and Zeke and Amari and that offensive line were doing were working. The problem is it doesn't work against good teams. New England, good team. Loss. Buffalo, good team. Loss. Also the matchup against Cooper. Gilmore for the Patriots, White for Buffalo. Cooper also has been playing hurt, which I admire, as he plays for his future contract, whether that's in Dallas or somewhere else. To me, this time was the one where I sided with those saying Jerry's going to fire Jason Garrett. I think Jerry likes Jason Garrett as much as he ever did. Garrett was a backup quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry went out of his way to make sure that Jason Garrett didn't end up as a coach for the Miami Dolphins a long time ago. Garrett, I believe, is the second longest tenured Dallas Cowboy head coach behind only Tom Landry. But then people bring up, for the ones with the six longest tenures in the NFL, the other five have all got a Super Bowl appearance. Jason's not gotten close. Is Jerry afraid that Jason is going to go somewhere else, which he would, be a head coach, which he will, and he will accomplish everything Jerry thought he would get out of Jason? Maybe. Okay, if that's the case, then why didn't you extend him? If you extended his contract before the season started, there wouldn't be as much of this. Rarely do you let coaches coach out their deal. Garrett's just enough of a professional, right? Does anyone have a bad word to say about the human being Jason Garrett is? Look, there are a lot of coaches out there who appear to us as real dicks. And some of them win really big. Bill Belichick can be a real dick. Nick Saban can be a real dick. And there are more than just those two. But those two sit either on top or often just off the top of their respective sports. You can rip Garrett for just not being emotional enough, although they said the same thing about Tony Dungy. I mean, is that what this is about? Because many of you listening to me in Tampa Bay still argue Dungy was the best coach in Buccaneer history. I say no, because Dungy couldn't win the game to get to the biggest game. So the Bucs changed coaches, got a coach who could in Gruden. He won the game Dungy couldn't, and then won the next game as well and won the championship. Dungy then with Peyton Manning in another very good situation was able to win the game to get to the biggest game and win it all and is a Hall of Famer. Is that part of the feeling here? That Jerry is worried that Garrett goes on somewhere else. Well, if that was the case, then why didn't you extend him? Why are you letting him coach this out? if Garrett had been signed to a 3-year extension before the season ever began, this wouldn't be as much of a topic. I defend Jerry Jones a lot. And one of the areas where I defend him, where many of you haven't been paying attention, is he is a good general manager. For those of you who say he isn't, go back and look at his drafts the last 12 years. Go back and look at what he's done with his drafts. Sure, there are some stinkers in there like Taco Charlton. There's also Leighton Vander Esch, Ezekiel Elliott, Zach Martin, Travis Frederick, Tyron Smith, Jalen Smith. I could go on, but that's enough. Got Dak Prescott. Granted, the story was, if John Elway, the worst evaluator of quarterbacks on planet Earth, doesn't trade up and get Paxton Lynch, the Cowboys wanted Lynch. Well, maybe they, sometimes better to be lucky than good, I guess. But John Elway didn't pick Dak Prescott for Jerry Jones. Paxton Lynch not available. They took Dak Prescott. But I don't understand it. I thought I would wake up or be, is it woken? Awaken in the middle of the night, buried in the Thanksgiving news cycle. And trust me, a number of professional teams do this. One of the better times to fire a coach is Thanksgiving weekend because you avoid the media circus that goes along with it. And not just in football. You can do it in hockey and you can do it in the NBA as well. You can do it in college football as well. College basketball, I guess you can get away with it too. Didn't happen. Are we going to go through this again if the Cowboys go to Chicago and Mitchell Trubisky lights them up and the Cowboys lose again? Or is the fallback, well, they can still make the playoffs? That's not what this is about anymore. They've done that 3 of the last 5 years. You're either competing for a championship, or what are you doing? And I don't know what Jerry is doing right now. If all that's left is hope, again, Billy Beane accurately said hope is not a good strategy. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Full Torque Fitness. For those of you looking to get more out of your golf game or avoid being tired from playing golf, suffering back pain from playing golf, or feeling that your hips are not allowing you to hit the ball properly, reach out to Daniel Shipman at Full Torque Fitness and he can help you. 727-351-5164 or visit fulltorquefitness.com. And throughout the long Thanksgiving Day weekend, Pin Chasers is a terrific choice. Family fun, date night, guys hanging out, drinking beer, bowling. The pizza is Bengal Ralph, one of my Todd Wright Tour Hall of Famers, said for years. Totally underrated. Visit pinchasers.net or go to Pin Chasers on Facebook to get in touch with all of their specials. They have 3 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Open 7 days a week, and they're celebrating their 60th anniversary. Congratulations, Anthony Peroni. That's the Todd Wright Toddcast. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. We'll talk to you next time.